Chapter 1. A Lady in Trouble. Leaving l'Abbaye and walking across the Place Turenne to the Rue Tournon toward my rooms, I heard a woman screaming. It was just 10 o'clock in the evening. I ran to the corner where the sounds had come from, and I saw a woman in the middle of a patrol of citizen guards. The lady observed me at the same time. Recognizing me, she ran toward me, crying, "Monsieur Albert, he knows me. He will tell you that I am the daughter of Madame Ledieu, the laundress." With these words, the poor creature, white and shaking with excitement, grabbed my arm and held on.
"No matter whether you are the daughter of Madame Ledieu or someone else, you have no pass, so you must go with us to the guardhouse," said the leader of the guards.
The young woman pressed my arm. I understood.
"So it is you, my poor Solange," I said. "What are you doing here?"
"Messieurs," she cried out, "do you believe me now?"
"You might at least say citizens," said the guard.
"Sergeant, do not blame me for speaking that way," said the pretty young girl. "My mother has many customers among well-off people. She taught me to be polite. That's how I got this bad habit, the habit of the aristocrats. You know, Sergeant, it's so hard to shake off old habits."
This answer, delivered in a shaking voice, hit a fine irony that was lost on all but me. I asked myself, who is this young woman? She was a complete mystery to me. One thing alone was clear. She was not the daughter of a laundress.
"How did I come here, Citizen Albert?" she asked. "Well, I will tell you. I went to deliver some washing. The lady was not at home. I waited. It grew dark, and so I fell among these gentlemen, beg your pardon, citizens. They asked for my pass. As I did not have it with me, they were going to take me to the guardhouse. I cried out in terror, which brought you to the scene. As luck would have it, you are a friend. I said to myself, as Monsieur Albert knows my name to be Solange Ledieu, he will vouch for me. You will you not, Monsieur Albert?"
"Certainly I will vouch for you," I replied.
"Very well," said the leader. "And who, pray, will vouch for you, my friend?"
"Danton," I said. "Do you know him? Is he a good patriot?"
"Oh, if Danton will vouch for you, I have nothing to say."
"Well, I know he is at a political meeting today. It is at a club on the Rue L'Observance. I can take you there."
"Good," said the leader. "Citizens, let us go to the club."
We arrived at the club on the Rue L'Observance after a few minutes' walk. At the door, I tore a page from my book and wrote a few words in pencil. I gave it to the sergeant and requested he hand it to Danton while I waited outside with the men.